Chapter 5. The talk about us going to Hawaii was stronger than ever. Me and Pee-wee decided to save our money and have a blast in Hawaii. I also thought about taking some courses at the University of Hawaii. I got a letter from Mama at mail call. Pee-wee got a letter from his girlfriend, but I don't think he liked it. He crumpled it up and threw it in a butt can. Then he got it out again and reread it. "Pee-wee, my mother says you shouldn't eat any native food over here," I said. "She says it'll give you the runs because of the heat and everything." "Where was she when I needed her?" Pee-wee answered. He had spent the better part of 2 days on the crapper. "How was that wine anyway?"
"How I know?"
Pee-wee turned over on his bunk to face me. "The only other wine I had in my damn life was some bird back home."
"How old you gotta be in Chicago to drink?"
"Old enough to carry some money to the man," Pee-wee said.
"What else your mom's got to say?"
"You wouldn't be interested," I said.
"How you know?"
"Do you want to hear about how her feet swell up when she walks?"
"My mama's feet used to swell like that," Pee-wee said. "She went to 4 doctors and they couldn't do shit for her. Then she went to a mojo lady who gave her something to soak her feet in."
"That work?"
"Yeah, she can walk all day now."
"My mother's a Baptist," I said. "She wouldn't go to a mojo lady."
"My mama's a Baptist too, but she what you call a sore feet Baptist. Your feet get sore enough, those mojo ladies start looking pretty good."
Wallowick came in pissed off because some motor pool guys were over from Chulai to play poker, and one of them was smoking pot.
"You know what this guy is?"
Wallowick was stripped down to his drawers and helmet.
"A damn white hippie."
"A what?"
"A hippie,"
Wallowick said.
"Yeah, but you said he was a white hippie before,"
Pee-wee said.
"Well, he is white,"
Wallowick said.
"All hippies is white,"
Pee-wee said.
"No, they're not,"
I said. "You gotta come to New York and you can see some black hippies."
"Everybody in New York is white,"
Pee-wee said.
"Perry is from New York and he sure ain't white."
"Yes, he is. He passing."
"You know, we had something like you back in Galesburg," Wallowick said. He spoke carefully as if he wasn't sure of the language.
"We cut it up and put it in formaldehyde." "Didn't that leave your daddy lonesome?" "What's that got to do with my daddy?"
"Nothing, Wallowick," I said. "Pee-wee's just running off at the mouth."
"He's a crazy dude,"
Wallowick said. He got his towel and went out to our makeshift showers.